is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. News is heating up as the temperatures do. It is Thursday, June 13th, so let's get right to the news on this Friday eve. Draft budget documents obtained by KJZZ show a plan to claw back funding for various transportation and water projects while also slashing budgets for most state agencies. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez has details.
More than $150 million set aside for water infrastructure projects would be swept back into the state general fund, and operating budgets for most state agencies would be slashed by roughly 3.5% in the upcoming fiscal year. Those and other cuts and fund transfers combined to offset a roughly $1.4 billion budget shortfall. According to the draft documents, agencies like the Department of Child Safety and Department of Public Safety are exempted from those cuts. The documents reveal the progress of budget negotiations between top legislative Republicans and Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. State government will shut down if a new budget is not in place by July 1st. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, as the state budget is now substantively being hashed out, the state's Water Infrastructure Finance Authority is on the chopping block. The authority, known as WIFA, faces a cut of $157 million this year, nearly twice that the next fiscal year in the proposed plan. Republican Senator Sina Kerr says the cuts are not meant to be permanent.
Across the board, there were a lot of agencies that took a big hit. Of course, I am disappointed anytime funds are taken from any of our water programs because they're so critical and crucial at this time.
Even with the heavy cuts, WIFA would still have some $400 million remaining in its budget, but lawmakers acknowledge it's not enough to fund a large water augmentation project. Another budget line proposal removes future funding that gives extra money to schools for enrolled students that qualify for free or reduced-priced lunch. The change would save the state around $37 million annually, but Democratic Representative Nancy Gutierrez says it would harm vulnerable students.
I am concerned that one-time funding goes away next year, and those are the schools that get that weight, and the students that get that weight are the most underserved communities.
Republican Senator Ken Bennett also said he's concerned about removing that funding and suggested there's not enough support at the legislature to keep that cut in the budget. And while much of the details in Arizona's new draft budget focuses on funding cuts to offset a $1.4 billion deficit, there is a one-time $4 million infusion into the Department of Public Safety's budget for local border support. There's also $3 million for the Department of Emergency and Military Affairs to assist local law enforcement with efforts to disrupt fentanyl trafficking. Budget negotiations continue at the Capitol. They have till July 1st before the fiscal year ends, and the state government could shut down. The U.S. Department of Justice is due to make an announcement today regarding its investigation of the Phoenix Police Department, where they're expected to reveal details of the three-year inquiry into the department's pattern of practice in its handling of civil rights issues. Phoenix has provided thousands of documents and body-worn camera videos as evidence since the investigation began in August of 2021. The virtual news conference scheduled for 10 a.m. Arizona time. The State Court of Appeals ruled that Republican Carrie Lake will not get a do-over of her loss to Governor Katie Hobbs in the 2022 general election. Greg Hawney has more on that.
In Tuesday's ruling, the court also said Lake is not entitled to a new trial to present evidence she claims was unavailable when she first challenged her gubernatorial loss in court. The judges acknowledged there are legal procedures that can resurrect cases, but they said Lake's claims did not meet those requirements. Lake argued some ballots printed on Election Day in Maricopa County used the wrong size paper, but an appellate judge said even if those 8,000 potentially impacted ballots were all rejected, it still would not have been enough to flip the election in Lake's favor. Lake, who is running for U.S. Senate, can still file an appeal to the state Supreme Court. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, state lawmakers voted Wednesday to refer even more issues to the November ballot, including one measure that would eliminate most retention elections for Arizona judges. Here's Cameron Sanchez once again from our politics team.
Republicans voted in favor of the proposal, arguing that judicial retention elections take up a huge chunk of the ballot that voters often skip over or lack the knowledge to cast an educated vote on. Democrats like Representative Annalise Ortiz opposed it, saying it allows lifetime terms for judges.
It says your voice doesn't matter. We're throwing out your vote. This is what authoritarianism looks like, folks. It's terrifying.
The ballot measure would also apply retroactively. That means that if it's approved by voters, the measure could undermine the results of retention elections for two Supreme Court justices whose names are on the ballot this fall. Justices Clint Bolick and Catherine King have faced criticism for siding with the majority in a decision earlier this year that upheld an 1864 Arizona law that banned nearly all abortions in the state. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A host of rights groups are suing the Biden administration over its executive order that restricts asylum requests at the border. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has details.
The new policy restricts asylum access if the number of people apprehended between ports of entry border-wide surpasses 2,500 a day, which has been happening for months. Melissa Crow with the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies, one of the groups behind the suit, says that's illegal.
The immigration law is very clear that the manner in which somebody enters the United States is irrelevant to their ability to apply for asylum in the U.S.
Migrants apprehended while the new policy is in place are barred from requesting asylum or other forms of protection, with few exceptions. They're instead placed in speedy deportation proceedings. A White House spokesperson said the executive actions were within the administration's authorities and were taken because border encounters remain too high. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
U.S. Senate hopeful Carrie Lake will not debate her Republican rival, Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb, ahead of Arizona's July 30th primary. Back to our politics team, and Ben Giles has that.
Lake formally declined to participate in a June 26 debate hosted by the nonpartisan Clean Elections Commission. The commission will instead grant 30 minutes for questions of Lamb, who will have the stage to himself. Lake has mostly avoided addressing Lamb's candidacy and instead has focused her attacks on Congressman Ruben Gallego, who's running unopposed for the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination. Lake has previously made participation in debates a hallmark of her campaigns. While running for governor in 2022, Lake called Democrat Katie Hobbs a coward for refusing to debate her ahead of the general election. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Phoenix's Office of Heat Response and Mitigation has released the first draft of the city's shade plan. And as Christina Estes tells us, it includes a heavy focus on certain communities.
Wealthier neighborhoods, especially in Central and East Phoenix, have a higher percentage of tree canopy coverage compared to lower-income areas in South and West Phoenix. David Handula leads the Office of Heat Response.
The highest census tracts are in excess of 25%, so it's more than a tenfold difference between parts of the city that have the most and the least today. 75% of Phoenicians live in a census tract with less than 15% tree canopy.
He says 90% of the plan's resources will focus on low to middle income areas. It calls for $50 million in local, federal, and grant funding to add 25,000 trees and 500 shade structures to city-owned public and private properties over the next 5 years. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Arizona has six active management areas where groundwater is regulated. The newest is the Douglas AMA, which was approved in 2022. And as Zach Ziegler reports, state officials have now released a draft of rules for that new Douglas zone.
Rules in the draft would include a number of changes, including regulation of new wells, some water utilities, groundwater recharge, and irrigation. Some users, such as farms, can receive grandfathered rights that would supersede parts of the AMA. The deadline to apply for grandfathered rights is September 3rd. The Douglas Active Management Area was created by a 2022 voter-approved initiative. Some who opposed the AMA initially attempted to undo that vote about a year ago, but that effort ended when an environmental group filed a legal challenge.
That's Zach Ziegler reporting. In sports, baseball, the Diamondbacks had their three-game win streak snapped. The Angels took the middle game with three at Chase Field last night, 9-4. L.A. jumped on D-backs starter Slade Ciccone early, dropped to 1-5 with the loss. Ketel Marte hit a two-run homer for Arizona in a losing cause to the rubber match of three this evening in Phoenix. Basketball, the Mercury following a two-overtime win in Dallas on Saturday. Back in action tonight to host the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces. Phoenix trying to get over the 500 mark for the first time. They're 6-6 this season. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Thursday, June 13th. Be careful out there. Stay out of the heat. Stay hydrated, shaded, and cool. I'm Phil Latzman. We are back at you to do this again tomorrow.